Texte numéro 46. London. London seems no longer part of Britain, but has developed into a semi-independent city-state, says Adam, a character in The Body, a novel by Hanif Qureshi, one of the sharpest observers of London life. It is one of the ironies of capital cities that each acts as a symbol of its nation, and yet few are even remotely representative of it. London has always set itself apart from the rest of Britain, but political, economic and social trends are conspiring to drive that wedge deeper. London absorbs more than half of all immigrants to Britain. In 2011, 80% of all Britons defined themselves as white British. Barely half that number, 45%, did so in London. There are more black and Asian people in just one London borough, Newham, than in the whole of Scotland. Economically, too, London is startlingly different. The capital, unlike the country as a whole, has no budget deficit. London's public spending matches the taxes paid in the city. The average Londoner contributes 70% more to Britain's national income than people in the rest of the country. While Britain's recession has been deep, in London it has been relatively shallow. Between 2007 and 2011, the city's economy grew by nearly 12.5%, almost twice as fast as in the rest of the country. David Cameron, the Prime Minister, is a Conservative. So is the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson. But they have diametrically opposed views on immigration. Mr. Cameron's coalition government has imposed myriad new restrictions, the aim of which is to reduce net migration to Britain to below 100,000. On the other hand, driven by the real economic needs of London, Mr. Johnson has campaigned for looser rules. He has called for the creation of a special London visa to allow talented tech experts and fashion designers from around the world to get jobs in the capital. It would be, he suggests, a clear message to the elite of Silicon Valley or the fashionistas of Beijing that London is the place they should come to develop ideas, build new businesses and be part of an epicentre for global talent. The number of special London visas being discussed is small, but the symbolism is deep. London, it suggests, is different and therefore should abide by different rules. It should not. I believe in freedom of movement. A special London policy is likely to deepen divisions between the capital and the rest of the nation. It also raises practical problems. Would London visa holders be banned from living or working in the rest of Britain? With freedom of movement between London and Paris, do we really want to restrict workers' movement between London and Manchester? Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, September 2013.